Blog Talk Radio.
Huh? Send you that money.
Get all the fathers of the world stand up and be fathers, that would be
migrate. Then we have mothers who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. Most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely gonna be alright. Then we have the daughter watching her mother, because sooner or later she's gonna be a mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. Another Clocks Off production. Want to come in and say hello to each and every one of you all. May God bless each and every one of you all always. Well, getting close to that time for y'all to get ready to get out now. And we want to say to all the Grudge racers, all the fans and people and so far and so on, let's make this a family reunion. We ain't just talking about the getting together and laughing and all that. We talking about some racing. I know y'all can pull it together because Chicago has been one of the greatest grudge towns that it has been. You know, now whether they pull it back together or not, Uncle Larry cannot say that. The only thing Uncle Larry is a fan and a spokesman for the Clocks Off organization. And the reason that I'm saying this is because I want to see you all get together, unite, come back and have fun like it used to be. And y'all know used to be was some great times, the one that was around during the time that the things was real good. You know, we want to get it back to like streetcar chaos and want to get it back to like it was. You know, I know y'all can do it. All Uncle Larry can do is turn around and ask you all. Because all I have is just a voice in this thing and support. You know, and I support y'all in whatever it is that y'all do because y'all the ones that's doing it. And I'm the one that's sitting back looking at you when you do it. So, with that being said, hello, Brother Eddie. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing. Just sitting back chilling, trying to wait to hear these guys when they start getting it in, man, you know, and I hope they get it in and get it back together back in the Midwest. Get it going. Get it stepping. Get it, what they say, get it on. You know, that's about it. You know, they tried to do it the weekend, but unfortunately, you know, when the Lord speaks, you got to obey. So You know, the weather stuff just wasn't right and stuff. And we hope that it gets better for you all, you know, for them to be able to go ahead on and do what they do. But when that time comes, I'm pretty sure they will, you know. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. What you got going on over there, brother? Yet?
I ain't got a thing going on, man. They kind of slow getting up in here, man. So if you want to, more anything you want to let them listen to.
Yeah, well, yeah, and ain't nobody in yet?
Yeah, there's a few.
Few?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like them to raise their hand if they want to come in and have that free fall or commentary or whatever, you know, and if not, we'll hit them with another cut. You know, to give the other people a chance to come in. And maybe they can go ahead on and do what they do.
Yeah, they still kind of slow on Saturday. I guess, you know, a lot of people ain't, I guess, you know that they can be looking for it every Saturday again. So we're waiting on the super co-host kid and a few more people to pop up.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. It's all good. You got one you want to throw on for a second here?
I can look for something right quick.
Okay. Yeah, then nobody raised their hand or nothing yet, you know. And if they do, we'll let them go ahead on and talk instead of playing a little intro or music, you know, if y'all want to come in and raise your hands. You know, because it really ain't too much to really... well, it's a lot that can be talked about as far, but, you know, Uncle Larry like to talk about the racing part, you know, and right now that's not what's going on. So that's why I was opening the floor for them to come on and have some fun, because when that time comes, then they'll be able to, you know, speak on what's happening, what's going down, what went down, so far and so on, you know.
I got one I think everybody will love to hear. They believe in the Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. How you are
somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
All right. Brother Kid. Raise your hand, Brother Kid. Oh, Brother Kid ain't come on there yet.
He come on, I'll open him up.
Okay. Yeah.
He might be watching the basketball game.
Might be. A lot of them might be doing that.
Yeah.
You want to say anybody on him on the show? Got anything they want to say or want to come in and speak and say hello, fellowship? Y'all push the one button and come on in. Brother Eddie got the lines and stuff open for you all, and he's ready and waiting.
Fellas, what's happening?
Brother Kid.
Uh-huh.
What's going down? What's going down, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, just sitting back, chilling. What are you doing, watching basketball?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Brother Kid, you think these races can go on and get back to racing, man, and bring it back to the Midwest again, man?
Oh, yeah, they can.
Yeah.
They got enough cars here to do it. All they got to do is get up enough nerve.
You got that right. Oh, boy, Brother Leroy is working hard, man, to try to, you know, get them to come on and do the thing. He got something he put together. I ain't going to speak on what it is, but, you know, he got some things, boy, going on this year. Yes, sir. It's going to be a clocks-off stand-up. If we have to shut up by itself, it's going to be a clocks-off stand-up. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the boys, they ready to get it in. Yeah, they ready to get it in, kid.
Well, all them ones that didn't do too much last year, get ready and do what the ones that did some last year. Should be a lot of race going on.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, well, Midwest is not just focusing on those certain cars. It's focusing on all of them. Everybody come on, get it in. Yeah. Yeah. Get it back. I don't think a lot of them know that this is one of the greatest towns that it was. You know, when it came to this game, man, it's got a whole lot of history behind it, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the way back from the U.S. 30 days, man, it stayed full.
Yes, man. Indeed.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw a clip on Facebook when they was, you know, they brought it up about how they used to race back in the amphitheater back in the days. I said, man, where the hell they find that at?
Wow. Yeah.
Indoor drag racing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They get it on. They the pioneers. Them the ones that helped build it up to where it's at now, you know. So I just hate to see Chicago fall, man, because... Man, Midwest was tough. I have to admit it myself.
Oh, yeah, it always
have
been.
That's right. I always sit back and watch them, and I know they tough.
Mm-hmm.
Always have been tough. You know, I don't try to encourage nobody to step over their boundaries because I'm not spending a quarter on the car. You know, but if you do decide to spend it on your car, put that song on out there. It's going to be a winner or a loser either way. Both of them can't win. It's going to be a loser either way. Yeah. Yeah, it's just an activity. It's not a living, you know. It ain't nobody's life.
Yep.
It's just an activity, man. Come in, have your fun, and get down.
Just a hobby. Man, I remember we used to go up on the Skyway and have traffic blocked, goddamn it, all the way from the toll booth. I said, man, I look back over that shit nowadays. I said, man, did we really do that?
I bet they won't do it now.
<Mm-mm>. I mean, semis and shit blowing their horns. Goddamn, want you to move out the way and shit, and we up there right drag racing.
Yes, sir. 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up the ramps the wrong way to get onto the racing surface and can on. I said, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And now they got the facilities to go do it at. And don't have to be worried about nobody at the gate and blowing at them and all this stuff. Still the same thing. Go on in there and get it in. Make it good like it used to be. Because Chicago and Detroit, they used to have some of the best events, man. You know, when I say events, I'm talking about just racing, period. Yeah. Racing, period. You know. I failed. I don't know why it failed like that, but it sure failed. You know. Come on back. Get it in. Yes, sir.
I remember the time we used to go over to, used to go over there to Milan and shit. On a weekend or whatever, and race over there in Detroit.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Oh, yeah. The only thing that did make it good, kid, was that, you know, you could get an invitation to come to them, but the problem was getting them to come back.
Yeah.
You know, and I could kind of deal with that because during the time a certain person had the track, you know, they didn't, in my opinion, they just really didn't give a damn about, you know, the safety of other people by prepping and making it, you know, right for them and so forth and so on. Now they got it going on, and they can't say it ain't going on because some cars out there go over 200 miles an hour down that track now. You know, so, time to come and get down. Don't worry about the past. Past is gone. That's why they call it the past. It's over with. You've been passed by that. Present and the future. I just want to see them get it in. That's all. That's all Uncle Larry wants to see. Yes, sir. Yeah, it went down there this weekend, got messed up on them. So, you know, maybe they'll try it again. You know, I guess that's what it's all about. And hopefully they have good luck, you know.
Man, like I said, we used to go to the Black Sundays down in St. Louis and shit.
What up, Keith? What up, Larry?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you got it, kid. I wanted to touch on what Uncle Larry had said about, he said, hopefully they're going to try it again. And to what I understand, of course, is going to be done at Bobby Cole's race, April 27th and 28th, is it, kid?
Yeah, 28th, 29th, yeah.
28th, okay, cool. Okay, well. Well, I guess we'll try to be down there.
Yeah, we'll get down and fuck with Bobby Cole for a while.
Okay, but
I know he would always come up. He would always come up here to Chicago if we had anything going on.
Yes, sir.
He was coming up here so goddamn much we had to run him back home. Man, why don't you stay at home some goddamn time?
Yeah, well, we'll make sure we reciprocate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Go down and show him some support.
Kid,
yeah.
Was you talking about the Super Chevy meets and all that other good stuff?
Yeah, we used to go down to St. Louis and shit. I used to love going down there.
Oh, okay.
Black Sundays in St. Louis. Yep.
Yeah. And Super Chevy was in what, Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah. Hey, do they know you used to drive, kid?
No, a lot of them don't know it. I ain't never tried to brag on me driving. It is what it is.
You remember that Byron, kid?
Yeah, yep.
Getting those cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wish I could. Well, it's all good. We're going to work it out, kid. All right, I quit.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
2978,
cool.
Your mic is open.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what up,
Eric? What's that, Eric? What up, Eric?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Shit, slow motion. Waiting on the weather to break.
I hear.
What up, E?
Not much.
What up, E?
They just found my brother about
that guy?
2 hours ago in his house.
Oh. Lord.
He was bleeding out. He had fell out and was bleeding out in the house. So he took 5 units of blood today.
Oh, shit. He's in bad shape.
So.
Well, he's still breathing? You know, kicking,
yeah. Yeah, he's still alive.
He's in good shape. Hope, you know, we'll pray our way through it.
How long was he low on blood, though? That's the question.
Oh, man. Oh, they got blood. They got plenty of blood out there.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to have blood in your system for all the organs to stay healthy.
We're going to pray it up for him.
Yeah,
lose blood and start getting brain damage and organ failure and everything.
Yeah, that's too far in advance. So we ain't gonna worry about that right now.
Right.
We're gonna pray it up.
This is one of my brothers that was lost for about 40 years. I haven't seen him in 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Larry, say a prayer for him.
I'll get Brother D on here to say a prayer for him.
Hey, Eric, I saw that earlier, and I gave you my blessings earlier. I sent prayers up when I saw that on Facebook, and I also shared it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you.
But we're going to ask everybody on here to also keep Brother Eric in his prayers and his family and everything, and hope that everything turned out right, because we know the Lord can reveal, because the Lord kept me here. And he will keep you here. Yes, sir.
It's all good.
I'm still fighting, but I'm still here. Yes, sir.
Right.
Ed, you mean to tell me you still kicking?
I'm still kicking.
How high?
It ain't high. It ain't high, but I'm kicking.
Well,
sometimes I'll be in the wheelchair kicking, but I'm kicking, goddammit.
I see. We're gonna try to keep it positive, man, and hopefully the energy roll off into your brother, man, and he get better soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's all good, man. Hey, Larry, thank you, man. We need that. You know, Kit.
Yep.
Hey, what up, David? Kit, you still smoke?
No, hell no.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Shit.
Hey, when the cop went out of control a little bit, that's what did it.
No, not really. You know, me and Bo Leroy, me and Bo was going down to somebody's race down in Mississippi, and Bo had just got that truck, and I said, you know, I'm not gonna smoke in his truck or whatever, or he was around this truck and shit. I came back, goddamn, 2 days, goddamn, and I had dropped the habit.
That's cool. Hey, was that the race y'all went to when I caught him and Patty going in the room?
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I don't know.
What was it called? We called it the hotel on the hill.
Oh, yeah, down in Hattiesburg. Down in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, she had the hickey on her neck.
Oh, man. Goddamn, you got a good memory, don't you, man?
Yeah. Oh man, I remember. I wasn't there, right? But they said at one event down there, it was Cockeyed Eddie, June Cockeyed Ass, and a whole bunch of and say Marty he put chicken and shit all in his pockets.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I was there. I'm more likely I was there. I don't know if that was Hattiesburg or St. Louis.
I can't remember.
But you know, it was some wild shit used to go on back in them days, though.
Yes, sir.
I went over there to get Brother Eric, I went over there to get Brother D, but they got a show going on over there on the other side, so I didn't interrupt them, but I come back to let you know that all of our prayers do go with you. You know. So,
did you let them know that you was having a show and you kind of needed them?
No, I didn't, but I'm finna do that now.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to let y'all know I hadn't forgotten. Okay. I wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah, you might
want
to tell them to merge on it. Might well tell them to merge
yeah,
on in. They ain't doing nothing over there.
Yeah. Hold on.
Man.
Woo! Man, been drinking Crown Royal or something.
I don't have them merge in. Have them call in, because they merge in, the show going to be fucked up.
Oh, man.
I won't have no control.
Ha, 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 ha. Yes, sir. Them boys are bad acting. As Osa would say, they bad acting.
Bad acting.
Yes, sir. I got to call old Trice and see what he's doing, man.
Is him and Sis move in the same town?
No, I don't. I think Cisco's still out there in Aurora, Leroy.
Oh, shit. Do he still got that big afro curl? What was that, afro curl or what was it?
Yeah, yep. The afro Jerry curl, shit. Yeah, I think he's still out there in Aurora. No, ain't nobody moved back to Arkansas but Jesse Lee and Osi that I knew of.
You think they still got the Vegas?
Huh?
You think they still got the Vega?
I don't know.
How was that Vega? They used to set that motherfucker in the dirt and then take off and the motherfucker sit straight. How did that go? They used to cock it to the right. You remember that?
Shit, I don't forget, Leroy.
Look, they used on Dodie, they used to line that motherfucker up sideways, kind of, sort of. And when it take off...
Yeah, it was right. It would get straight. Yeah, goddamn knucklehead. Goddamn, it almost went out there on 94. Goddamn, fucking with that car.
But big sister
was gonna have it though.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Tell him to call in, Uncle Larry.
Yep.
Pickable.
Uncle Larry.
He went to sleep, man.
Kid. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, did you ever get a Femo straight, kid?
No.
You got out the way.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh shit. They say he cut up last night too.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Uncle
so. That boy got a mental problem, man.
Did you ask him to call in?
Yeah, he's going to call.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that young man, ain't too bright, Leroy.
Well, it's going to be all right, huh, kid?
Yep, I don't know where he'd be fabricating all these lies and shit from.
Well, you know, he say something rough on the motor, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Man, I'm glad I caught your voice, brother. I was finna draw on you. Yeah, I realized who you was, and you wouldn't be able to drive both cars, so. I'll let you ride.
Who are you talking to, man?
You? I didn't know who you was at first. The kid called your name. He saved us, man. He saved us.
Uh-huh.
What, she's about to draw on me? I wouldn't give a fuck if he drawed on me.
Nah, I won't fuck you up. Cause then I'll be fucking up myself.
Uh-huh.
We good.
Man,
realize who you
is.
Man, you could melt Chuck down. You could melt Chuck down in a bowl of butter and pour him on me, man.
Oh, man.
That's how you feel.
Hell
yeah. How long you holding that in, Eddie?
I'm going to be holding it in until I get a chance to tear his ass out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. Anybody out there got something to say? Come on with it. I see you out there. Throw them hands up. Come on with it. Ask your question. Say what you want to say about anything and everything. Come on.
Yes, sir. The flow show wide open for us.
You ain't just got to listen on here. You can participate.
All the time.
Hey, yeah, did Chuck ever come on last night and get hold to you?
No, man, he was on Tim House, man.
Yeah.
They on Tim House
now.
Oh, man. Not the big son of a gun.
Yes, sir.
Is Tim going to have them knee pads on or something this year?
Shit.
Oh,
Lord. Without a doubt.
I'm talking shit. I might be up there,
cause
goddamn, my knees be tender than a motherfucker.
Oh man.
Man.
Well, you ain't no goddamn spring chicken no more. That's for sure.
Oh man, I'm trying to tell you. It's
Well, I individually text a lot of them guys, let them know that the show was going on. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I know they got to get used to Saturdays operating again.
Yeah, well, the flow back's still the same. They can come in and enjoy themselves. You know, that ain't gonna never change. You know. Cause that's what it's about. That's what it's for.
But Leroy, you know who I miss a lot though? That goddamn junkyard, baby.
Oh, wow.
that goddamn junkyard would get a race up and walk some bits.
Oh, man. They say junk over there fucking with Tiana and say they raised junk betted 20-something hundred on ass and fucked around and won. Say he got them with 2,700 strong.
Yes, indeed. And if he lost the bet, well, hell, that old boy get here, he can get your money. Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
oh boy. That guy was rough.
Yeah, he is funny as hell.
Yep.
I remember fucking with Red Eye. They used to have me out there on Doty racing and shit. When I come back to the goddamn shop, then the tie rod fall off.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but I'll never forget that day, goddamn it, Junkyard pulled him off for a trifecta. Junkyard had, goddamn it, three races in a row. Fucked up Oceanel. Fucked up, white boy Mike Nim from up north, and he fucked up James.
Yeah, hey, was you out there when I think it was John Nelson, who the fuck else, when Duro them came flipping through the air, was it Rabbit and Duro? And Gina was out there, and Gina, everybody ran, and Gina stood there and watched the damn cars flip across the gun.
Oh, yeah, that was behind the amphitheater.
No, that was the one behind the amphitheater. Are you talking about that 69 Camaro in the Dodge?
Yep.
You know when girl went all the way up to the top of the pole?
Right, that was behind the amphitheater.
Yeah, but the one with Gina, the one with Gina was by Pulaski somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, that might have been 42nd and Pulaski.
What is that?
Back over there in that hole.
Look,
let me see. It was Marty. Gina was mad at Marty because I think Gina used to mess with Marty. So she told June that they won. She called the race. You remember that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that. I forgot where it was, though.
Everybody ran, and that crazy motherfucker stood there. And because when they got to, it was a hump in the street. And them cars were airborne.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. And Gina, everybody ran, and Gina stood there and watched the goddamn race.
Well, you know, she wasn't wrapped too tight no way, you know that.
Say she was
one crazy woman.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going on, man. Mm-hmm. So what you got going on tonight, Larry? What's your topic looking like? What you got going on?
I was talking to the people about what the Clocks Off organization had going on, and that you had a surprise for the people that a whole lot of surprise and things that's going to be going on up in the Midwest. You know, we're trying to get them to come on.
Let one of the surprises out there. Hell.
You said what? Oh, man. Not the peekaboo.
I was like, okay. I hear you, Larry. Shit.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. Clocks Off wants them to do that. So come on. Enjoy themselves and watch these guys get down. Because that's what we want them to do.
Down.
Get down. And they don't. We gonna get down. You know?
Well, shit, I always say we small-town country boys trying to make it in the big city, man. That's the best way to sum it up. And surprises, we ain't got, well, you know, all we plan on doing is being good to a motherfucker. Hey, if that's wrong, I don't want to be right. But shit, if I be slow-ass car, we just gonna drag the motherfuckers down the track or push them or whatever. You know, hopefully we win a race here and there. Man. All these surprises and shit. They surprise motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I talked to old Gunny's pick last week. You know, last week, what was that? The 14th or something was his birthday.
Yeah,
Gunny's pick.
Go, hold on. Let's see if we can get this motherfucker on the phone, man. Hold on.
Yeah.
Goddamn Gunny pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say?
Well, yeah.
Say, goddamn, he's still driving trucks.
Hold on,
let me get this
motherfucker. Hold on. Crazy
motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Where you at, Big Head? I'm right here. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still sitting out there. Ain't nobody else put their head up, huh?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Well, no, I didn't want to come in and say hello to us or blend in and come and have some fun. Yeah. I don't know. Well, we're going to try to force them if they enjoy just sitting back. Just sitting back. Hey, it is what it is.
7-8-2-5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, that motherfucker, he probably sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Good damn truck.
Yeah.
Leroy, when you seen Roger?
I ain't seen Roger in a minute. It's been a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a minute for Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had some fun with old doggone monkey yesterday, though, kid.
Oh man, not the wrench.
The wrench.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, old wrench.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh monkey wrench.
Shit.
Yes, sir.
Today goddamn would have been Big June's birthday today if he was still around.
Goddamn Tango.
Yes, sir. Big pow, baby.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He'll sit down and poke his mouth and take the damn nitrous pill and drill the motherfuckers out.
Shit. He was a nitrous guru.
Yeah. And they'll go down to St. Louis or whatever, pick up a motor and blow that motherfucker up. Quick as they get
the same
it.
Same day or whatever. Same day.
Man.
Yes, indeed.
I was in Memphis around one of the guys. I ain't going to say his name, but he said that he changed and he put new pills in the motherfucking motor. And he blowed that bitch up in one spot, just wanging on it.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking at him, and he kept on doing, wow.
Yes, indeed. Cry, cry,
cry, cry, cry. I said, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on?
That tickled the shit out of me, goddammit. Old Bo, goddammit, had that old Malibu, goddammit. Though we all went to the Grove and shit. He left his car there with Walter June. When he came back, goddamn, Big June, the man, cut some garbage cans out, goddamn, and made them some wheel tools. Bo, goddamn, turned that car and looked up and then saw this shit. He liked to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That goddamn Walt and Big June together. Man, that was a hell of a team.
Yes, sir. I remember that goddamn Ramon. He sat there with that blue booth. Was it after Gangsta tore it up? No, I think. I don't know. I'm a little twisted up with it, but I know. I was rolling beside Gangsta when he was coming down Kilborn, and he got the Roosevelt. He was standing up in the goddamn car. No brakes. Standing up in that motherfucker. He probably didn't get his ass back in the car after that. Yeah, man. Oh, goddamn blue. You talk to Tommy?
No, I got to find out where Gangsta at, man. They said Gangsta in a nursing home or something.
Yeah, he is. I can find out where he at if you want me to.
Yeah, do that, man.
He damn
sure ain't
there.
Oh, yeah? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying
to.
I talked
to a couple of
people that talked to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Monkey Ranch
know
where he at. Yeah. Yep. Because Monkey Ranch
went to see them, too. Oh, okay. Get that information, man, and so we can goddamn try to go visit a gangster and shit.
I ain't going to visit his ugly ass. I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Old Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, though. Goddamn. Go on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kid.
Yep.
I want you to go to the track with us a couple of times when we go into testing. And I want you to just, you know, bring your helmet and your suit. And I just want you to kind of try to get yourself back brushed up, because I might have a drive for you, man. I got quite a few calls, and it might be a little too much for one driver that I got. And so I need to try
to get you
a little brushed up, man. Yeah.
Right. Only thing I can do, goddamn it, is tell them, you know, I try to help cheer you on. I done got too old, nerves done got too goddamn bad, and I ain't been moping to get enough to goddamn do that go faster than goddamn 80 miles an hour.
Well, look here, man, if you do that for me, I'll get you AMP deli for life, man, free of charge.
Oh, okay then. Well, I might think about it. Yeah. Oh, good old AP deli sandwich. Yeah, I might think about it now.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
Motherfucker called himself Find Me, right? Say, motherfucker, I'm fine, yeah. I'm gonna have so-and-so drive. He talking to that motherfucker. He say, nah, fuck that. I'm hiring you back. This motherfucker scared.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, say no, fuck that. I'm hiring you back. This motherfucker scared.
I heard that.
Yeah. Mm. I told him, fuck it. Find me if you want it, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I can't wait till Bo get back in the car.
Yeah, he say he's doing his own motherfucking stunt.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait.
Hold on. He didn't want to talk. Hold on. Let me see if I can get his ass on here. Hold on.
No, you don't want him on here.
One day, me and that motherfucker were talking on the phone. Do you know I went to sleep and woke back up and that motherfucker was still talking to me? About an hour or something. That motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Go.
Yes, indeed.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get him away. Hold on. You want to talk to him? Look, I got him on here. Baby dick. Hold on.
Hey, Kid.
Yeah.
Did you say he's going to drive again?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yo.
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, baby? Hey, man. Hey, I got somebody want to talk to you, man.
Who is it?
I'll give you a hint. He used to be on that grill all the time.
On that grill all the time. Who you talking about, old grime-ass Kid?
Hey, man. That's how you feel about me, man?
You got the hell right.
Put your low down ass.
You got the hell right. You were done with all of me talking about me like I was a dog too, man. Oh, hell no.
What up, Bo?
Hey,
what's happening, man?
Hey, Bo.
Uh-huh.
I was telling Kid about. I said, hey, Kid, you remember when we was at the hotel on the hill, and old girl had that hickey on her neck and shit. He said, yeah. That, you know where it went from there, right?
Man, I don't know what y'all talking about, man. For real, I keep on telling you, man. I'm not gonna let you put nothing on me that wasn't true.
Hey, Kid, the phone must be off. Bo, the phone off the hook.
No,
Okay, cool. When hey, he bought up when when I come around that corner and y'all about to walk up in the hotel room, you know that?
Oh, man. Right. Not that low-down ass boat.
Man. Hey, Bruce can tell the story, man. That's Bruce that you got to watch, man. Hey, you know, his dog go holler, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Goddamn go holler. Oh, hey, no, but when I,
We laying down there. I didn't even know it was him. We kept looking at this car, like, who is this motherfucker here? Then I said, done. I'm like, Leroy motherfucking ass. So then I don't know if Patty was trying to make her escape or something to get away from him and whatever, but it wasn't with me.
Hey, Leroy.
Oh, hey.
That was the inn on the hill down in Hattiesburg, man.
Yeah, that was the name of the joint.
That was the name of the joint.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
hey, Bruce, I don't know what you talking about. I had a whole suite to myself. I think I had paid for what, kid, about five rooms or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It probably was a coincidence when I was coming around that corner. I kind of shocked you. And you like froze like a deer blinded by head. Like.
Oh, man.
I already know this is about the time of year you keep that same story up every year, man.
It was around this time, too.
You keep that same story up every year,
man. Oh,
man.
That was
20 years ago, man. I'm trying to figure out why kid on the phone, but he can hear you say it. Man, what is y'all going to do this year, man? Is this going to be drag racing? Is it going to be a car show? Or what?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, man, I'm tired of going out there, man, spending my money, man, and these jokers come all the way around now, get right up in the front, and then they want to have a convention up in the front, argue about a $300 payoff, man. $300. If you're going to park out, you're paying off $300, and then you want to argue? It don't even make sense. It don't even make sense to you, man. I know it don't make sense to me, man.
Well, we're gonna do something better for you this year. That's a promise to you.
Hey, man, I'm on Zito. I had told Kid, I said, man, I'm not gonna go out there and get them guys my money, man. I mean, I ain't got nothing against nobody out there raising. You know, I don't be arguing with them when they be arguing and all that stuff, man. I go about my business, man, because they be talking too crazy to each other over, for what, man, $300?
Well, Mr. Bo, we got shootouts, and we got daily driver shootouts. We got 29 and down shootout. We got a couple things coming up, so hopefully we could get you back in the mood to come on back out. So,
I'm in the mood to come back out. The people ain't letting me off of they ain't letting me off probation because I got to do the rest of that time, Bo. Hey, but I can come out there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I come to the crack.
Reach out
to Lori Longfoot and ask her to goddamn let you off early, you know?
No, she ain't got nothing to do with this right here. This right here come from the mouth of this boy. Ain't nobody thinking about Lori Lightfoot.
Bo, is that the only problem? Is that the only problem?
That I'm having?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shit. When you get ready to go back down, I'm going to go with you.
They can't do no McGee's for more time, man.
Fuck it.
Yeah, no, they ain't give me no more time. They told me I got to do all of mine, man. So they ain't let me off early on nothing. I said, okay, cool, man. I'm not even arguing with y'all, man. Once y'all finished, I walked on up out of there, man.
I heard that.
But now, Bruce, that's all I'm talking about, man. Man, you know I like to see a good race, man. I'm just tired of all these guys arguing and stuff, man, about, and you know your own self, man. If me and you going to run, I mean, seriously, the way I look at it, If I'm going to run you, Bruce, if you said we're going to run for $2,000, I'm putting my whole $2,000. I ain't trying to pay off no punk out money. Because if I get out there, my car get up there at the line, and if that joker break, then I need to lose.
I heard that shit.
Every motherfucker, look at man. Every motherfucker go out there damn you on a Saturday or a Sunday, whenever it be. The motherfucker come straight out the trailer working on their car at the track, man.
What's wrong with them?
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with them.
Man, it's going to be. Hey, Bo, you got Uncle Larry on the phone, man. The man ain't said hi to you nothing, man.
Hey, what up, Larry? How's everything with you, man?
Peek-a-boo. Man, this nigga that went to sleep.
Oh, man.
Whatever, man. Y'all, then I found out y'all got a whole talk show, man, and ain't nobody told me nothing about the talk show or nothing, man.
They
I'm like,
told you nothing about, I'm going to send you the phone number, man. You going to come on now?
Huh?
You going to come on the show?
I'm going to come over there and listen, man. I'm not going to say too much or nothing, though.
You don't like talking and shit on the show?
No, man, because, see, hey, Bruce, I mean, I try to respect everybody.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of stuff that be going on, man, all that old talking about people, mamas and all that the old stuff, man. I ain't up with that, man, because Joker will never know how nobody's feeling about their folks. I know how I feel about mine.
Right. Well, I wouldn't.
It don't make no sense to me coming on there saying nothing, because if Joker get out of pocket with my family, man, when I come out there to the track, I swear to God, when I walk up, there ain't going to be nothing to talk about.
I heard that. Well, I feel you, man, and I ain't going to have nobody talking about nobody mama either, man, so I'm with you. But
well,
I'm trying to see why.
They do that, but I ain't mad with whoever else do it, man. That's why I don't say nothing. And
I'm trying to see why Uncle Larry ain't said nothing, man. Is he mad at you?
No,
they was talking.
No,
y'all was talking.
Mad with him. His Larry always been cool.
Larry.
Yeah, all the time, but I don't know what he's talking about, but y'all was talking, so I didn't want to intervene, but I'll get my chance to speak to him, man. What's going on?
Like, you see, you got kid of grandma's and nothing.
Hey, Bo. Tell Leroy how you look, goddamn, when we came back from Union Grove, goddamn, and Walter June had been doctoring on your car.
Hey, man. Doctor on everything I had. Man, we walked back in from Union Grove, so I walked in the door for a while. I was talking to kids, so I got quiet and looked, man. Then kid walked in and looked. Man, just like a deer caught the motherfucker. He's like, man, there wasn't nothing I could do. I turned around and went on out the door crying, man. I mean, a clean-ass boo, man. Clean.
Yes,
oh,
well,
I had to be clean. What was doing messed it up, man. Put a goddamn shame,
oh,
man.
Man, yes,
put them some tubs on it. For the fuck, I ain't lying.
Goddamn,
man.
Goddamn,
Bo
damn
the hell. Kid was laughing or
whatever. Bo damn the hell, a heart attack.
Bruce, then your buddy gonna tell me. Nigga, you ain't never had no race car back in the day. I'm telling him, nigga, you got to be kidding, over there. You got to be kidding. This nigga kept a motherfucking car. Lola June don't want to ride. I was going to keep one.
Yep.
I mean, it won't, man, please. Don't fool around there and get locked up. But when you get back, they're going to be able to sold it and everything else, man. You like, God damn.
Oh, boy.
Hey. But I was talking to somebody else today. We were talking about y'all. So they also were talking about Didi. I told him, I said, look, man, I really don't know too much. Hey, Bo.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bo, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
You own the show.
Oh, okay. That's all right. It doesn't matter. Hey, I
respect you enough to... You know, I was joking at first with you, but I respect you enough to tell you, hey, we on the, you know, I
can hey, man, it don't matter to me. Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to ask.
Right, whatever.
I say, I'm going to say it. But anyway, like I was saying, they were talking about DD. Talking about, well, what you think about that, man? Until I see somebody beat DD,
there ain't no need no drunker talking to me about how fast they are because I ain't trying to hear it.
Yo. Is that true, Brother Rowe?
Yo, what up, baby?
Is that Uncle Larry on here?
Yes.
You on here fellowshipping, huh?
All the time.
That sound like preacher boy.
No, hell no, there ain't no preacher boy.
Hey, whoever that is.
Yeah, that's Uncle Larry all the time, baby, all the time.
Hey, look, welcome back. Welcome back. Look,
yeah.
You know what I want to say?
Hey, before y'all get a little deep in what y'all finna say, Eddie, open D's line up on that so D can come in and do that for Brother Eric. And then we can get right back to what we was doing.
Come now, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing, D?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, always. Well, we're not going to prolong the show without any delay. I know you guys doing what you're doing, but, you know, sometime in a situation like this, it's always good to take time out and talk to the master because we are truly are supposed to be our brother's keeper. So I'm going to ask each and every last one that's listening to us at this time to bow your heads, give God your heart, give him your ear. Pray along with us as we pray. We don't know the full extent of the situation, but God know it because he sits high and he truly looks low and he know it before. Father God, we come before you. Father, we come as intercessor for one of our brothers tonight. Lord, we've just been informed that there's an issue with him and his family. We don't know the full detail of what's going on, but we know that thou know it. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would look upon Brother Eric. Touch whatever the situation might be, whoever that the person is in his family, whether it be his son, daughter, mother. Father, we just don't know who, but we know that there's a problem. And Father, we know you as a way maker and a mind regulator. We know you as a heart fixer right now. We ask that you touch him right now. Not only Brother Eric, but touch his whole family, Lord. Let them know that whatever the situation might be, that you are the way, the truth, and the light. That you are able to mend sick souls. That you're able to heal sickness. And whatever the sickness may be, I saw you give sight to the blind. I saw you raise the dead. And I know that you're still at this time. Still blessing. I know that you haven't lost your power yet. I know that the blood stain is still holding us up. Father, we ask that you just bless him right now. Just touch his family in a mighty way. We love you, Lord, and we place no one above you. Touch Brother Eric right now. He's blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen.
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 All right, thank you, Brother.
We don't know the full detail, but we know that he's still able. So he's still able. So if you need me, I'll be on. If you need me, just call me. I'll be on.
All right, but Dave, thanks a lot. We appreciate
that. Bo, you still on, man?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Oh, hey.
Whatever.
Ryan.
Yo.
Hey, what up, brother?
Look, this is what I want to say. Whoever that brother, he just said he don't want to hear nothing about nobody talking about DD because they ain't whooped him. But guess what? He on the phone with somebody that whooped him.
you got hold to him?
Yeah, hey, and I plan on grabbing him again if he get up there. If you ain't too scared, you know.
No, what I said was, they don't need nobody come to me telling me how fast they are and how they gonna whoop Dee Dee. I ain't seen nobody whooping.
You must have got blinders on, young man.
No, I ain't got no blinders on.
Okay.
Well, he said,
hold on, Drew. Let me clarify what I'm talking about. Since I started going back to the track, I ain't seen nobody whooping. I put it like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, pat him on his back, rub him on his head, and push him up there to the starting line and see what happens.
No, he got to pat him on his back and push him upside his head or whatever. He can do all that on his own.
Okay.
Well, sounds like it's going to be all right. How you been, Ryan?
You know what? I'm just waiting. That's all I can do is just wait. And I'm
impatient.
You got
the fist balled up, man.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Man, I can see my nail. I got my fist balled up so hard I can see my nail prints in my damn fist.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you about to clean across the street.
Man.
Would you trust motherfucking baby Tim? He called you and tell you, don't go to your job. You've been there over 40 years. Don't go to your job, Tim. I'm going to clean out on the plate for you.
Bro, Larry, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on, Ron? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up with you, man? You been good?
Yeah. I ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
I know one thing. I'm glad to hear you guys, man. I'm waiting to see y'all get it in or hear y'all get it in or something.
Yeah, that's
what's happening.
I see you back down. You know, I had thought about you the other day. I say, when I whoop on somebody, see, the race should be on Saturday, and normally on Saturday, you had Big Eddie and Uncle Larry on the show. They'll report what didn't happen on Saturday. And I said, man, who am I going to call in and report my W's? I thought about you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sound
yeah,
like
so
I heard
Clark
over here tearing off in the tip. Go ahead, Larry.
Go ahead, Leroy. Show it for y'all. It's not for me. I'm doing is putting it up. You know, get down.
Yeah. Sound like I heard Flacco here tearing off from the tunnels.
Goddamn Private Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Come on with it. You got it. Come on with it. It won't be long.
No, sure.
Hey, Ryan, who on your hit list, Ryan? Who on your hit list?
Can I say it short and sweet?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know how that dog was in that damn fence, and it'd be a group of kids walk past that fence, but day in, day out. And one day that dog just happened to jump over that fence. He look at all those kids. He don't know which one to bite. He just go start biting every damn body.
I heard that.
I didn't get out that fence. I'm going to bite every goddamn body.
I heard that. That's what's up.
But I got a couple of duds lined up. I got a couple of people from Michigan, a couple of people from the West Side. And I just grabbed one today.
That's what's up.
I got Tidy Bowl locked in for Bobby Cole race. We go run motor to motor at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyrone Lattimore, a.k.a. Tidy Bowl, a.k.a. Morris Chestnut, a.k.a. the little Maggie.
Southside.
Yeah.
I heard that. Yeah, you gonna be at Bobby Cole race?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at Beers race first. That's April 22nd.
Yeah, Private Ryan, goddamn it, Private Ryan is an attraction down there, main attraction.
Oh, hey, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you
start
running
out there. No, I ain't running Beers.
I'm just going down. I'm a brother from Michigan, Jane Black. We're quarantined.
Oh, y'all, okay. you locked in with Jane Black for Biz Race?
Yeah, that was my first.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was my first lock in for this year.
Okay. Yeah.
You know. We're going to see what's going to happen.
Hey, Ron, I want to thank you for coming on tonight, man.
Oh, yeah. You see, I had text you, and then, look, I text you, and then I seen it come across my my page. I'm like, man, that's the same damn number. I thought it was a different number. I knew the number by heart.
Yeah, I put it out there because I was trying to get the people used to Saturdays again, so I keep putting it out there, and I text you know, people individually and post it up on Facebook.
You ain't text me.
Go look at your text.
You say I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you.
Well, I like to say, I don't know who the gentleman is, but I won't commend you for saying that you're going to run everybody, because I feel the same way, man. When it's time for me, I ain't got no friend.
Mm-hmm. And who are you?
My name's Bo.
Okay, I'll run you too, Bo.
I just said, didn't you let me say I commend you for saying that?
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know.
I'm not ready right now. But when the time comes, you can get it. You can get everything that you're looking for.
Yeah, and I'm so looking for it.
Hey,
see, I know how to silence people. The only thing I do is lock them in and turn on that W. They won't be around.
That's the only way to do it. There ain't no sense of making no excuses. I don't make excuses. You beat me, you done beat me foul.
Where's that peanut and all them? Where they at? You know, I ain't been hearing nothing.
Let me see what I can do. Let me see if I can get them on here. Hold on.
What's wrong with them? Peanut been all last year been messing with me, inboxing me, talking about I ain't nothing. Talking about I ain't doing nothing. Where is he?
Hold on. Let me see if I can get him.
I want to turn peanut into some peanut butter. I want to make them melt.
Bud might be on here.
Damn, okay. Right? They talking to you like goddamn you used to be.
Man. Yeah.
Wow.
They got 50 you million dollars over there.
Wait.
Hey, Eddie, hold it down for me right a second. Let me see what my daughter wants.
Oh, man.
Shut your ass up. I called one number. They said, damn, phone off. I'm trying to see if I have the right number. Goddamn. Shit.
I got Leon locked in from Michigan. I'm gonna silence him.
And what's the date?
I think that's May 17th or the 18th. Wherever that Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever that Friday. I'm gonna silence him.
Who you got locked in, right?
I said Leon. I said I'm about to silence him. Yeah. I ain't had nobody talk bad to me in a long time. He talked so bad to me early in the week. I think it was Wednesday. He talked real bad to me.
You talking about leaking, Leon?
Yeah, he talked real bad to me. I got to silence him.
Lord, how much?
I got to get another number on Peanut.
I had texted Bud, man. I don't know if Bud responded to it, but I let him know the show was going on. And Bud, if you're on there, man, hit the run button, man. I ain't got
Bud may not. Hey, Big E, he may not want to come on now. You know, sometimes people don't want to come on when I'm on because they know they got to come with it.
Oh, man.
It's too close. You know, like all the idle talk is over with.
Uh-huh.
It's game time.
Well, yeah.
Lace those shoes up and get on the court. We going to the paint.
Yep, racing season is coming. It's fastly approaching.
Yeah.
Is that why
it's
people getting quiet?
Hmm?
Is that why people getting quiet?
Yeah.
God damn, that snow getting off the floor, huh?
Man,
yeah. You might have to shit or get off the pot, one of the two.
Yeah.
I heard that. Well, I know every motherfucker that run up on this end, they're getting their head knocked off.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Same here. Same here. You know we go out to lock horns, you know, because I know y'all from the West Side and y'all supporting the West Side, which is no problem, but we have to lock horns.
Well, Brother Ryan, you know, hey, ain't nothing wrong with brothers, man, locking horns, man, and working it out.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I don't want to say I'm going to knock your head across the street, but we're going to whoop on you a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind the wrestling.
Man, that's all good, man.
Yeah, see, it just called, see, when we race in-house, it's called a sparring match.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we shoes. I guess we'll be doing that real soon too. Then, so we're gonna work it out.
Yeah, Tell me about some races that's going on up here.
Well, the one that I know the most about is ours, which is June 17th.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Just because we will definitely run that for sure, but we'll try to do something way before then too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
the most important thing is to entertain the fans. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want us to be able to get out here and entertain, you know, the people. So I'm game. All the way around the board.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They gonna have the guy come there and prep that track.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, he can't come. I even forgot his damn name, but Sham knows his goddamn name. The dude from Michigan or wherever the hell he's from. Yeah, fast.
The same guy that's prepping for Zay. That's the name I heard.
Okay. Thank you very much. But yeah, it's Fast Traction. Thank you, Ed. It is the people that's fast, the main dude, he got to be somewhere else, but he's sending his crew over to do the prepping.
Mm-hmm.
So they represent Fast Traction. You know, so we should be good.
Yeah. Long as they putting down the glue and you know, they should clean the track real good.
Yeah, so we gonna make sure it all go down. You know, because we don't want no slipping and sliding. We want some hooking and booking going on.
Yeah, I come down.
You have any problem getting down the track after that, Ryan? Get out the seat. I'll drive it down for you. You need a light on for me.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Everybody have their own opinion about
about tracks, and I don't think that 41 is a bad track. I didn't been to some of these tracks out of town, and they were bad. But I just think if they prep the track and clean the track and have the proper equipment, it'd be able to turn around, but they got to be able to support the people that actually go come there and run on the drag radio.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get it together.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go down there and I'd go down and let that button go and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. I'm sure we sure turning all our shit loose.
Who y'all looking for this year?
Well, we got it.
Everybody.
This is my
okay. Yeah, I'm back here.
He asked him for he wanna hear some names. He don't wanna hear no wide open shit.
Cal City Cal. So we're gonna move on down the line from there. Wild Man.
Wild Man. Who is Wild Man?
Vic.
You wanna tame his ass?
I think Vic is talking though, but I don't know though.
I ain't gonna say. If it's the Vic that I know, he ain't gonna do no talking. He'll do some talking, but he have his intentions on doing some racing.
Oh yeah.
Well, you talking about Indiana Vic?
Yeah, he got that car called Wild Man.
Yeah.
If he come out with that car, I'm going to knock his head so far across that street. Man,
that's
what
I want to hear.
And we supposed to tangle with Toe Tiger with the red car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just take the red car and whoop Toe Tiger, then I'm going to tell him put Wild Man beside him after we whoop him with the black car.
Y'all ain't playing.
Larry was on the phone, right? He said, take over until I come back. Now, this motherfucker, he back. You can't even tell this motherfucker back.
If you didn't know I was back, what you talking about? All you mother said, I said I was back. When I finished, when I said something on the phone, I said, I'm back.
My phone, man. I didn't even say that.
No. Next time I come in, I try to scream so loud I'll bust your eardrum. Make the top of your head fly off.
Damn.
No, don't bust
your hands. Just get on the phone and talk, man.
No instructions. I'll get ready. Oh, shit.
Ryan, I'm about to get jumped on over here, man.
I hear you.
Take on the show until I get better.
Where old boy at Drag Nation News? Where he at? Where he been at?
Yeah.
Shit. He's somewhere around here. Yeah. You want to try to get him on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Get him on. I want to tell him something.
Can you get a show before?
I'm gonna tell you something.
I'll try.
I got to tell him. You know, I've been looking at some things, and there have been some strange things going on. I want to tell him something.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to go in too hard on nobody, but, you know, if this is what you do the live feeds and all that. Why do I got to look at some motherfuckers from down south on their live feeds and get some pictures off some other motherfuckers? See what I'm saying? Then what
man.
Do, you go to the government up. I'm disappointed. You get around looking at other people's pages and shit. I got to hunt. And then ain't nobody I know. They come up with all these motherfuckers, KGR, video recording, and these new motherfuckers.
Well,
I'm looking around.
You need Drag Nation to get on top of this game.
Yeah, you need to get it acting in order.
Oh yeah. I talked to him recently. He said he's about to get on top of it.
Yeah.
I said, all right.
See, something like that, you can't be inconsistent because you fall by the wayside. You know, people down south, they be, there's one dude, he be at every damn race that you can think of. Every single race.
Every race.
Every race, man.
All right, he's going to call in. Hey, Bo, you watching the board? You going to pull him in?
Huh?
He's going to call in, so I'm waiting for to see him pop up. He sounds like he was in the bed, man. Sound like I hear Larry in the background. Motherfucker double
juggling. You said he was a big
guy right there.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
If I tell you so, I want you to mute this damn mic.
All right. Mute your shit so I won't hear you in the background. Kid.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, you
good
doing
one,
great, man.
That's cool. Hey, Sean. Drag Nation.
Hold on.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, brother, man?
I'm all right, you?
We got it, man. We hanging in there. Ryan had a question for you.
What up?
What's going on?
When you coming back, man?
What do you mean when I'm coming back?
I ain't been seeing nothing.
Oh, yeah, I start back to my Friday night live show. You know, the broadcast we normally do. Started that back, they be done. Actually, they finished today. And was finishing up what, you know, the little, what I call our little office or whatever it was, you know. The level, they rehab, all of that stuff. So they finally finished it. They actually finished the last up to date.
You know, I was looking at other people's shit, and I thought about you. I didn't put my man at. I'm like, why I got to look at somebody else's shit?
Well, I appreciate it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I do, man.
Like, hey, we ain't got shit. I'm like, man, I'm looking at people I don't even know. I don't even know these motherfuckers. I got to go on their shit, and then they don't be holding the camera right, and they don't be having the shit I want to see on there.
I'm asking for it. Been in Alabama, man.
Huh?
Shoot, you know how it is. I was supposed to been out of town this weekend, but family first. You know what I'm saying? We had a death last week, and in the family, well, we had a funeral last week. You know, and my parents,
that's
they ain't you know, my parents, they are, you know what I'm saying? But he's still going through it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why I didn't go. You know, the hotel and everything's paid for already.
Yeah.
You know, but I definitely everything, man. I'm definitely getting back. I heard you was getting ready for the season. So, man, I'm waiting whenever y'all ready. I told everybody, man. Y'all got to just let me know when y'all ready. I'm coming over to do the interview. However y'all want to do it, whatever y'all want to talk about, you know, and whoever y'all trying to draw, man, just let me know. We're going to film it. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to film it, bring it back, and put it up, you know?
What about you going to Bobby Cole race?
That's one big problem that we have right now, man. Hotel and everything is paid for the problem I got right now, man. My nephew getting married, and he wants me to be the best man. So, and that's the weekend of his party, his bachelor party. And I'm like, y'all would put that together.
Where they doing the
bachelor party? Well, it's gonna be here. You know, he lives in Michigan. You know, so, but he want to bring it here. So, I'm still trying to get something out for him. What's up, Eric?
Not much is going on, man. I'm about to step in this party.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right, go shake a leg, dear, Eric.
All right, man.
It's kind of real good. It takes her for Eric. Oh, man.
Hey, you said go have a footwork. Hey, they gonna have a wet T-shirt contest at Bobby Cole race. Let's throw the bachelor party down there.
Hey man, look, I was trying this. I promise you, I was trying to tell them, come on, man, y'all come over right down there. They like, they ain't trying to hear that, man.
Hey, they may have more fun. They may have more fun at that race than they would at a bachelor party. So he may go to that race and come up on something. He may not get married. You know, down south, it's different.
Yeah, trust me, man. Trust me, don't we know? He ain't going out. He's young, man. He just turned 25.
You say he just turned 25?
That boy in love. Yeah, he just turned 25. That ain't going. I'm going to get it figured out. I don't know if I'm going to make both days, but I'd definitely be there for one of them days for sure. I don't care how long that drive. I got to be down there for Georgia Well and Saucer Bitch race. So that's a must. And then Tony Brown in Cal City, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely trying to get down there for Chi-Town, you know, for the most part, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your date as far as the wedding, the bachelor party or whatever?
Well, they ain't going to be here from the 27th to the 30th.
Man.
So 30th, I know that's the sad thing I said, man. My wife said we were just talking about that this morning. She said she was gonna try to see if she could find a flight and see how far the hotel is from the airport. Okay. I mean the track from the airport, you know. Do like I did in Florida, fly down there and fly back the same night if I have to. I got no problem with, you know, just to be back for the next
day.
No
flights go big.
Or,
for some reason, when I don't know, but somebody told me, they said, man, those flights be sky high when the event going on. And then when I looked, I said it was because I'm going to Macon, and I was going to leave my stuff down there and then fly back and forth. Well, about time you do that. You'd be out of about $2,000 just flying back and forth. So I'd say I'll just stay down there.
Yeah, no, I ain't gonna do that one.
Yeah, the hotels then went up too.
Well, yeah, you know the hotel's gonna go up, man. They're gonna always go up. Anywhere there's an event, the hotel's gonna go up. We're gonna get it figured out, man.
Yeah, I just wish we had somebody there, you know, pretty much to cater towards us and favor us, because right. I was looking at some the other day on YouTube. They had a whole lot of down south cars on, you know, on their page, but they only had maybe one or two cars from the north. Like they didn't show. They show a race that Tate lost, but they didn't show that the race that he won.
That he won. That ain't good. That ain't cool there.
Yeah.
That ain't cool there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. I don't know the whole situation, but you know, I don't know if that person just missed that race. But usually, when somebody races, man, you know, if he loses, he's gonna try to go back. And so that's usually you kind of usually know the person that's gonna try to go back if they lose. You know what I'm saying? And take one of those guys. You know, if he loses, he's gonna try to go back. You know, so that person should have, you know, went over there to see if he was going back or if he had another race, you know. That's usually why I ask how many races do you got locked in, you know. Or if you got any more races locked in, whatever, you know.
Yeah,
ladies,
you
know, I appreciate the support, though. That's for sure, man. That's why I try my best to do whatever I can, man, but not just for the country, but you know, for Chicago, period. You know, for the North, period.
Yep.
You know, I mean, this is my hometown, so I mean, I'm gonna do whatever I can for the North. You know, I still feel for the South too, but I'm gonna do whatever I can, you know, for the North.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Ooh, I was at that knockout. I needed to get up. Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, what up, bro?
I'm about to lock your car in with Chuck, man. All you gotta do is say you're ready. I'm just gonna be a referee.
I'll let you know. Right. I definitely wanna be ready because I don't wanna have to say goddamn it, we can go tomorrow. I wanna be able to say that. So I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Let me know.
I don't wanna be, man, just wait, I gotta do this and gotta do that. I don't want none of that no more. That's why you ain't heard me talking much at all.
I feel you, Eddie. Man, we've been struggling, man. Promise, we've been struggling trying to get this stuff together. That's why you ain't heard me say nothing about trying to run nobody. You know, I got on to one piece, and they made the offer so sweet, I had to get rid of it. I had it just sitting for a month. Then I'm working on something else. People told me they was ready to sell. You know, I'm trying to call him, send him a down payment so I can be on my way. They send me pictures, let me know everything ready, but they not returning no phone call. We had our mind set on something, you know. So I'm just going to stick with what I got. And whenever they finish with the body, you know what I mean, it is what it is. So I'm with you there, man. I can't go around. I ain't going to never try to run nobody and I ain't ready. You never hear me say nothing like that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that go on, though. I'm going to be talking about that next week for sure. There's a lot of that go on. What's happening,
Glad? What's going on? How
you doing, man? I'm all right, you. I completely forgot about, well, I ain't going to say I forgot about the show. I was just in there knocked out.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out which one of Eddie's cars, you was trying to lock in. You're going to try to get
with the other car Eddie was going to try to run Chuck with.
Oh, okay.
Man, I told him he got to get that black one first. Yes, sir.
You know what it is? I like that either.
Yes, sir.
I like that either.
Boy, he want the red one, but no, sir, he got to get that black one first.
I like that either. Hey, man, the kids was doing, you know, we're going back to doing the card a week. You know, we was trying to do card a month. That was getting kind of long, so we put card a week. And so I took a kids, they going through the cars. And so my grandson, he here too. So they was all going through the cars yesterday. And I'm like, man, they came up with 12 damn different cars. I said, no, man, it's only going to be one car per week. Whichever car y'all choose, it's card a week. And my grandson chose the black car. Now my daughter, she chose Zay. And I'm like, man, look, y'all got to nail it down. So now they're in the room in there now. Madison, are y'all still looking? Okay, never mind. I got it. Don't even bring all that stuff. They decided on which one. So, but Mud Bowl, the black tie was one of the cars that they did look say. So I don't know which one yet. Whichever one gets posted up on Monday, that'll be the one. And whichever one don't, it'll be the following week.
Yeah.
Hey Ryan, you got any pictures of your car yet that you want to post yet?
I mean, pretty much the same. I'll send you some.
Yeah, send it to me. And I'm gonna put it with the pile. But like I said, man, I'm. You let me know, man, when you're ready for the interview. I come by. We take pictures, or we video the interview. However you want to do it works for me. You ain't ready to debut. You know, however you want to do it works for me.
Yeah.
So, and that go for everybody, man. Everybody from Chicago, from the north, you know, I already got a few people from the south waiting on me to make some trips down there. And I'm trying to do something totally different. So different than what we've been doing.
Hey, Ryan, are you running? You running your car biz race?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Macon. It's the April 22nd.
Okay. BS race, I might
do. Ryan, you need me to go down there with you and drive it?
I don't know if you've seen this morning when I posted. I need somebody when I'm burning out to hold the back of the car, run behind the car once I do the burnout.
I can do that.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I don't want to pass the car. But it might look bad. It might look bad if I pass the car.
You said you don't want to pass the car.
Yeah, it might look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who was that was doing push up sideways after they won a race?
Mississippi Joe.
Say he was doing push ups and one of his arms was giving out.
Yeah.
Damn.
He be sideways. Oh, man.
I never forget we was on dog show that time, and somebody say, hey, Mississippi Joe. He said, yeah. He said, you ever been to jail? He said, no, thank you. He said, God damn, you a big-ass punk.
Oh, that ain't no shit. Oh, shit. I wasn't going
well,
that far.
And then he said,
"Hey, Roy,
man,
you can't go that far.
You trying to talk about my sexuality? Worry about your own sexuality."
Hell no.
That was on the dog show, man. Everybody heard it.
Man,
I laughed my ass off, man.
Oh, man.
But I'm glad that you come back to give us a something to look forward to. Because if I miss something, I usually look at your page.
Yeah, I appreciate the support, man. I promise you, man, we got a whole lot more. You know, we're going to be in a lot more tracks. You know, I used to didn't go to the Grove too much, you know, but I'll be there a lot more. Actually, we'll be traveling at a lot more events. You know, I was doing more of the events that we were booked to, you know. And, most of the events that we'd be at, we paid to be there, you know. And, some events, you know, we weren't paid to be at. And it's a lot of events that we're not being paid to be at this year. But I still need that content. So we're definitely going to be at a lot more events. We are traveling a lot more, you know. And we're going to be taking we got a new driver. The kid is my youngest son. Yeah, she wants to race, man. So we're going to have some fun. So we're going to travel. We're going to have a car with us at a lot more of these events that we're going to be at. So we is more now, you know, for the past year, it's more of just business, and we wasn't really having no fun, you know. So, I mean, we enjoy what we do, but now, you know, we're going to have, you know, have more fun when she can play with her car and he can get more seat time. So we're going to these places, so we're going to take the car with.
Hey, Ryan, I got a question.
Yeah.
Did you tell me that anything Bud ever touched, you fucking it up?
Damn.
Is that you that told me that?
I don't know if I ever said nothing like that, but I just said anything that they get. That's what
okay.
I said. See, they can go around. See, they can walk around and touch. They can walk around and touch anything. So I'm just saying anything that
they get over. Right, it wasn't a trick question. It wasn't a trick. I don't do the trick shit. But, you know, because I think we had mentioned that we had got, you know, my partner had got the boo from Bud. He was like, well, he touched it. I got to fuck that up, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll run that boo. Yeah, I mean, you know, anything that they put together, I'll run it.
You know that, though.
they ain't never done nothing. They ain't never went nowhere, so why would I be? Why would I be rekindling my word? No, I mean, they ain't done nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that in you, man, on the real. I like that in you.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, do you have Peanut number?
Peanut got a new. Do I got the new number? Yeah. Yeah, I got his number.
Can you see if he'll come on? Because Ryan, did you say you need to holler at him?
Yeah, I tell him I was gonna turn the peanut butter.
Okay. Oh man, right.
Hey Ryan, why are you whooping all these clocks off members? Would you please wear a sticker too?
Whoop our ass, but have our
sticker.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh yeah. Man.
And right next to the sticker, I'll just get me some white chalk or a white marker. I just put an X.
Well, I don't guess you're gonna have a whole lot of X's on that motherfucker.
give me a clock off stick.
All right, man.
Yeah, why wouldn't I wear it?
Nah, I know you wear it, man. I just talk them.
Yeah.
I know when I get the track, I'll be to pass them out. I'm probably about to have to get some on me because I'm damn near out of.
Well, save me one because I'll put it on there before I go down south. That way we'll take this shit all over. All right.
Hey, and I want to thank you for taking care of old girl, too. And, you know, I know she ended up changing because another old guy took another old man. And I told her, I'd say, shit, you should have stuck with the new technology. I'd say, but I hope it worked out for you. And,
she was talking about, he
was a nice-looking young man. I said, damn, if I'd have been a goddamn plumber, she probably have tried to rape me.
I got Peanut on the phone.
Oh, there go Peanut. What up, Clocks off you? Peanut?
What's going on? Ryan wanted to holler at you. What up, man? What are we gonna do? You tell me. See, that's the question. I ain't going to Bobby Cole race, and I probably ain't gonna be ready until mid-May, maybe June.
Oh, yeah, that's still enough time.
So I told you once before, you know, when everything's set in stone, I lock you in.
You don't mind traveling, do you?
What are we traveling for?
You said, why are we traveling?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be ready when the season's good and gone up here,
what are we traveling for?
Oh, I mean, because we want to go to a superb place to run. That's what I would imagine.
They ain't got shit to do with anything. You trying to bring us something else. What are we traveling for?
No.
You want me that bad?
No, man. I ain't trying to
131 ain't that far.
Oh, yeah, I go there. Yeah, I go there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you ready in June, we can do it at their race.
I think their race is in May. I don't know. I might be ready in May. If I'm ready in May, then Brian Davis got a race at the end of May.
No, what I'm saying is, when is Clark's off?
You talking about
Big
Eddie? You know, South race.
June 17th.
You talking about Clark's off race?
Yeah. June 17th.
Leroy race?
Yeah.
That's the same thing
of me asking you, why are we traveling? If you want to do it at Leroy Race, we could have just said we could do it at Leroy Race.
No.
You talking about traveling?
What I'm saying is, no, we have to pick because when I'm going there, I'm looking at what's going on that day, which they gonna have somebody prep the track. That's different than you saying let's go to.
You talking about Zay Race?
No, Leroy.
He said that's a great day to do it because they prepping the track.
Yeah.
Right. Unc Race is fine and dandy with me. I don't care about that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then.
Sounds like y'all got action then.
Yeah. He's been picking on
Uncle Larry,
you
got your first lock in on the Uncle Larry show since he's been back.
That's what I'm talking about.
He said they gonna have some perfect track. I don't know when is Zay race. His race is a week before Leroy race.
Yeah.
But his race is in Ohio.
In Ohio.
I ain't finna travel.
Yeah.
Y'all get a little bit closer, man. Y'all get locked in. I'm gonna push the hell out that race, man.
Yeah. What about So they race in Ohio. What's the name of that track?
It's some low key track. I couldn't tell you the name of it though. But he's pacemaker.
That's the name of the track.
Oh.
Pacemaker, yeah.
What up, kid?
You ever been there?
What's happening?
You ever been there?
Ryan?
Years ago.
He said they're going to have a heavy radio prep.
Yeah.
June 2nd and June 3rd, and the rain day to be June 4th.
Oh, it's the first
anything on 28 shootouts?
First week in June.
Yep. Yes, sir. June 2nd to June 3rd, and the rain date is June 4th. Anything on 28 shootout?
Yeah.
I like what you're saying, P-Mac. You know, I mean, you know.
But that's what we need. We need more people. See, he got heart. See, he ain't scared to get head knocked off. Yeah, I like it too.
You say what happened?
I said, you have heart, young man. I said, you're not scared to get up there and
yes,
get
sir.
Your head knocked off.
Yeah. That's the thing, right, though? See, you know, I ain't got my head knocked off like that, you know.
Hold on, everybody didn't get their head knocked off.
No, knock somebody's head off. You gotta sit them down for a while, and they ain't gonna get back up. You can say you might have knocked them down, but you ain't gonna knock their head off now. I ain't got my head knocked off. And I don't think nobody really from the South Side gonna do it. So,
oh,
and especially not nobody that's been gone for so long. I don't think they're gonna come back and think that they know what's up. Yeah, nah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
see exactly what you. Yeah.
You know I love you. I love you, Ryan. You know I love you.
Okay. Ain't no question.
I wish we could get it in person, boy.
Hey, right on, clock off,
hey, I'm best glad to sit him on down and have a long talk to him and let him know. You know, it's nothing personal. I'm about to get me a picture of Ice-T and then let him know. This is the rules of engagement, you know. It's only going to hurt for a little bit. That's all.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, that's a joke.
Yeah, this is going to be real interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. It's going to be real interesting.
It already is, man. Y'all got me now.
This whole year is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, if people take their feelings out of it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wait. Yeah. Bag it up. Say that one more time. Just say it one more time.
If these people take their feelings out of it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sean,
yeah.
Your ass up. At first, when you got on, you were asleep. Now you up.
Oh, I'm wide awake, man. Y'all done woke me up, man.
I told you sound like you were asleep when I called him.
Yeah, I just woke up. Yeah, well, I was asleep. The phone woke me up.
Yeah.
I ain't been sleeping.
But that's the thing.
You know, I ain't got no rest.
People get in their feelings and they do the opposite. They don't race because they're in their feelings.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Hey, Sean, I appreciate it. I was important enough for you to wake up to talk to me, man. I appreciate that. It probably been anybody else. They'd probably say, oh, shit, that nigga don't want none of his shit.
I thought he came on for Uncle Larry. I didn't know he came on for you.
You got the phone for me, man. We weren't talking about the other part, man.
Right. But, hey, Leroy, that's the A&B conversation.
Yeah.
Is Uncle Larry on
your show, though, ain't you?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
Hey, Eddie, this is how we get them.
Mm-hmm.
We support everybody.
That's right.
Hey, didn't y'all used to have nephew on y'all show at one point in time?
Yeah, that was Uncle Larry co-host.
Where he at?
The world will never know.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey Leroy, don't be doing no more outbursts like that, man. You see, I'm trying to get groom kid back up, man. You need to chill.
But no, Peanut, nobody from the West side have beat me yet. So, you know, I'm just going to keep going until I lose.
I thought they said DD beat you.
No, man. He talked. Hey, ain't that some shit? He talked like he won. Motherfucker ain't beat me.
Oh, okay. Nah, I was just making sure. I had thought I had heard that or something. You know, I was just asking the question. I won't pass no assumptions. I was just asking the question.
Hey, Pino, you heard incorrectly. I said you heard incorrectly.
Oh, okay.
He may say he should have had one, but that wasn't the case.
Right.
Oh, that goes.
Well, I can't wait to get over there with you, man. I swear. I like how you talk. he may have thought he won.
Yeah. You know how that shit go? They talk about if this would happen or my nitrous could have cut on or you know, all that stuff that woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of drag racing.
Oh man, you got me pumping that man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Damn.
Go be in.
Man, they just sent me a picture of Grand Rapids, Michigan, snowed in like that. Yeah, I hope they know somebody did it snow there. I hope not.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan. How far is that? About 4.5 hours away?
No, man, it ain't 2 hours. No,
there's
no snow out there. Yeah, it's 2 hours away. Man. That snow stay right where it is, in Michigan. Yeah.
I can't wait till this weather breaks.
Man, that's two of us, man. I forgot whose event it is. I want to say it's Ron. They got a no prep race coming, then they got a radio prep event. Small car. I think it's 10, 5,000.
Where?
It's going to be at 41.
A no prep?
I think that's Ron Graves' race. Shit. What was the name of it?
You know, I ain't never been out there when they be running the cars backwards on the track.
Oh, yeah, no. Brian Ripple's supposed to be doing something. No, as a matter of fact, that's who it is. It's Brian Ripple's race.
Yeah, them be no preps, too.
But he's going to do it going direct. They're going to do it the regular way, but it's going to be a no prep race. And then I don't know if it's him or Ron Graves that's going to be doing a radio versus slick race.
I would like to do the radio versus split.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about doing that this season. Somebody else put it up there, but we still working on you know, we already getting ready for our race, but I like that radio versus split. I like that.
And how is that? They go prep the radio side?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I want to – well, I'm supposed to be hooking up Ron. Ron's in a couple weeks. Ron's daughter's birthday is this week. So he said he want to meet up. Well, I'm supposed to have a meeting with him in a couple weeks. So we're going to find out. Tell us what he's going to do, how he's about doing, you know. So I'm not quite sure if they're going to do one side or do both sides. I'm not sure. Who, the black one? Just pick one. Yeah, when y'all do this side, we do the other one. Sorry about that.
That would be the only way that you could. Not you, but anybody would do it. If they had one side of the track prepped for a radio, the other one, you know, set up for a slick.
Yes, they would definitely have to do it. Anybody going to have to run in, you know, slicks in one lane and drag radios, radios in other lanes. So I'm not sure how they're going to do it. But like I said, I know more about it. And, not this week coming, but the following week.
Yeah.
Big Ed, I'm waiting on you too, bro. I told you. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah. I'll be ready with you, bro. Yeah.
Let me know. Yeah, give me, I want some of that. I don't want a peach cobbler. I want the other one. The blueberry, whatever it is. Warm it up. Warm mine up.
Let me know if you want to have an interview with my driver also, and I schedule for him to be there too.
Hey, however you want to do it, works for me, man. Motor Mary. Motor Mary. Be right there.
Yeah. Might have a whole clock organization at 3. Yeah. I might have a whole clock organization over there, man, so we can do it the right way. Even fly a crook letter in from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah, I got a call crook letter, man. He said it's probably a month. No, it's probably been longer than that. Turn that light on, please. Please. Hello. All right. Who was that? Said hello.
Well, it sounded like somebody said hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounded like somebody jumped on and said hello.
Yeah, maybe they was on another line or something. Because it was low.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's get your driver. Bring your driver, too, man. The driver might have a hit list. He might have his own hit list of who he want. He might say he
wants to let him go. I don't let him go that far. He just concentrate on driving.
Oh, man. Hey, Eddie, when Mudbone, whichever Mudbone, and that day going to stand it, boy, listen, I would love to see the race anywhere. But if it ever happened at the Cancer Awareness race, I promise you, I'm putting something on top of the pot, and I'm going to blow that sucker up just like it's Peanut and them or Ryan race or anybody's race.
Yeah,
I promise you, I'm going to have it on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah, well, we'll see, man. If we had a car, in order, we say that again, right?
That race don't need no pumping up. Once you tell somebody y'all locked in, it's gonna work itself.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they might be locked in at our race, and they could be around too at Cancer Wedding.
You said around?
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whoever won, whoever lost, you got to give them the rematch. Both of them, whenever that race happens, whoever lose, whoever win, they're going to give that to the losers some get back. That's how both parties are. That's how both camps are.
Yeah, but I don't know. They might want to come with a different car because the gap we going to put on his ass, he ain't bring that motherfucker back.
I like that.
Oh, man, I should probably stop talking about this because then they'd be like, man, Sean instigated that race. Then I wouldn't be doing my job. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm about to be posting up a few races that I like to see. Some folks might get mad about it, but all it is just a race that I think would be a good race. There's definitely going to be a lot of people posting up next real soon. We'll put it that way. Real soon.
You know, all them boys that became teammates now, so they got a lot to work with, but we ain't caring the fuck about that.
Not
at all.
You taking my show. Oh, I like that, Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry,
yeah, not at all.
Whenever you're ready, man, they don't care if you call me at 11 o'clock at night. Say, man, come on, do this interview. I'm on my way.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
My word is Bud. I told you that 4 years ago.
Yes,
and
sir.
Still stand. You know, my
yes,
word
sir.
Is Bud. I ain't gonna tell you something just to be talking that. And I'm only
yes,
gonna
sir.
Do what I can do.
Yes, sir.
Who's that? Who said something about my word?
What'd they say?
I don't know. Sound like somebody said my word or something. I couldn't hear it.
I didn't hear that.
Anybody
word
know me off? My word is wrong. I don't want to say who I thought it is, but I don't want to be wrong.
All I know, Clark's off got a list, and the list is hanging on the wall. So. When it comes that time, we're going to let you know, Sean. We're going to let you know. It's about...
I like that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got about 7 on the list right now.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir. You got about 7 on the list.
7 on the list is still climbing.
Yes, sir.
See, that 7 can turn to 10 real quick.
Yes, it can.
And the good part
about it is we will get some get back.
I know that. That's why I said that.
Yeah. Yeah. We get some get back. Mm-hmm.
That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole reason why I said what I said.
Yes, sir.
I know both camps. You know? I know both camps. Uh-oh. There you go.
Well, oh, man.
Slow down, kid.
Brother Kid.
Yo, Larry.
Yeah, what you doing over there, man? You're mighty quiet.
Looking at a basketball game.
What time?
I told you he was watching basketball.
What's it on?
You sure was there.
Boston and Utah just went off.
Boston won?
No, Utah won by 1 point.
Dang.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Key, what the Packers gonna do, man? They lost their quarterback, man. Aaron Rodgers gone.
He left. I knew he was leaving.
Aaron Rodgers on the downstroke, man. He ain't did nothing wrong. He ain't finna. There's one thing about it. He ain't finna take the Jets to the promised land. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. Well. The Bears gonna have that pretty much filled out next year. So. He just got out the way of that ass whooping they was gonna put on Green Bay. That's all.
If the Bears move to Arlington Heights, should they retain the name Chicago Bears or what? Since you brought that up.
Yeah, I think so, because it's just like I live way out here now, and I still say, they say, where you live? I say, Chicago. I was born and bred and raised in Chicago, God knows it. Well, they might change the name to the Arlington Heights Bears. I don't know, but we can always call them Chicago Bears or the Bears. It don't matter.
Uh-huh.
They represent, as long as they represent. Right.
As long as they show up.
Yes, sir.
I don't think they're going to move nowhere. Them folks out there can't handle all that, the traffic and shit and all that. That hoopla that's going to be going on with some Bears games.
Shit, they handled that horse race, man. That place is huge, man. That place is huge. And they got big streets. So, and they're not too far off the expressway.
Yeah, I-90 goes that way.
Yeah. Where's that? Right off I-90. That's a lot of property, boy. We used to go out there and cater them big parties they used to have out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember we went to that hotel. There wasn't nowhere else to get nothing to eat out there. We left there picking up a lot of equipment. We had a tractor trailer. We pulled up in that long driveway at that hotel and walked up in that man and ordered us some burgers. It was the highest burgers I had in my life for the first time. Yeah, boy.
Hey, anybody know where is Devon them locked in a gang? When they race for that?
I don't know. I know gang pulled up on a race yesterday, and he lined back up with the guy today, but I missed the race. I know he had two.
He ran today?
Two, yeah, he supposed to have a race yesterday and today. Or early in the day or something. He said he whooped the first race and was going to go back for a second one. It was, yeah. That was on dog line. But I kept getting phone calls and knocking me out, and I ended up missing it. He's going back with the same car.
Who you
say
name
of
that?
You said Gang. Yeah.
Gang.
And moving on.
Okay.
He riding,
I know,
boy.
I didn't
riding.
Know Vaughn. Did Vaughn them have a race right there for this, for down there?
I don't know. I know he was talking shit yesterday before the, when he was down there. I don't even know if he had a car, but he was talking shit like he had a car down there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he was down there. I don't know if they had a race locked in or not.
Hey, what
yeah.
You say? You say he
was
talking shit like he had a car down there.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a car down there, but he sure was talking shit. And I said, shit, he must have had that car down there.
I know he didn't have a grandson down there because I heard him mention
what he was mentioning.
Yeah, he mentioned grandson. When he mentioned grandson, he was talking about racing on Pat Callan that orange colors down there.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the one that I think there is gang. It whoop gang
field.
Gang. Yeah.
Orange
Crush.
Shoot, I forgot his name. The Blue Malibu, I forgot his name. Orange Field got
gang
whooped.
Gang gang. He got whooped by gang gang. Ain't Bunny. Ain't Bone. And Bunny.
Orange Field got whooped twice.
And Bunny.
He got whooped by Jack.
Jack, that's right.
Jack, that's who it was.
Jack. Yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
That was a good race.
It was the little man on the back window. He got whooped twice by him, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they went back.
He got whooped. Yeah, they swore they went back. And they kept calling my phone, and I lost it. And the woolly dog had it live. It's going to go back for the second one.
I know they needed some goddamn overcoats down there.
Yeah, they were wrapped up like a motherfucker. They had hoodies on and everything.
Mm-hmm. I saw that part.
Yeah, man.
Well, they were just crazy here. It was crazy down there, too.
Jack, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, shit, I know they weren't doing nothing, goddamn it. I know they weren't doing nothing after that song went down. Shit.
Hey, kid, I'm with you on that one. That song on that because it already was cold.
Yeah, they didn't get no races out while the song was up, goddamn it. They were shit out of luck.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
I wonder did Aunt Bonnie lose the race yesterday, because as soon as I turned the live on, a race had happened. It was a motherfucker running around Aunt Bonnie cheesing it. Like they had just walking away.
They did. Malibu. The Aunt Bonnie tuning on. Jack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he got whooped.
Oh, okay.
They lost to a Turbo Mustang, didn't they?
It might have been, Ryan. It might have been.
Yeah, so they still got it on, God dog it. Still got it on 2 days. Yeah, man.
Yeah, when I saw him with them goddamn them hoodies and coats on, I said, shit, it's kind of fucked up down there.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go.
Oh, boy.
I got to take that weather before I go anywhere.
I mean,
now
you just got a pack for it. When you're going out of town and you're going to your track, you just got a pack for it. Have you a jacket, a hoodie?
Right.
You know,
yeah, you always carry extra shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to need and not have than to have and not need.
Not need.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, kid, they caught me at Mike Hill's race when they had that the race at South Georgia Motorsport. We went down there. And I looked at the weather, and the weather said it was gonna be 70 degrees at 9 o'clock that night. That was on Saturday night. Friday night it got cold as hell. I still have my coat and stuff. And Sunshine Love say, you should be used to this weather. You know, I said, man, I say I ain't used to no cold. It was cold. It got cold as hell there, man. I think they shut it
really
down. It was about nine something.
Really can't get used to it when you think you're going to a warmer fucking climate.
Exactly.
Right.
You got your ass wrapped around that damn, around that temperature. They said 70 degrees. You think you leaving somewhere cold to go somewhere warm?
Right.
That ain't no good, Phyllis. I tell you that. That ain't no good. You going purposely for the weather to say, man, we'll be in some good weather. And then
right.
You get down there and it's cold.
Yep.
It was warm when I got there. Boy, about 6-7. Shit. It started getting cool. They shut it down at 9 o'clock. It was 9 o'clock on the hill. They shut it down. Mike said it's getting too cold. Because the tides, the guys knocked
the
tides off.
Well, this time of year, the weather ain't got hot down there yet. And when that sun go down, it can be kind of dangerous.
Yep.
I remember we went to Florida, and I'm thinking it's Florida. I'm thinking it's going to be warm. Man,
uh-huh.
I just happened to have my damn Carhartt coat And I would tell you about 5 o'clock, I had to put that joke on with a skull cap.
Yeah.
Like, man, this shit. But then this year, it was decent.
Mm-hmm.
What? When I leave Chicago, I leave just like I'm in Chicago. I got everything. Coat, hat,
yeah,
name it.
Yeah. You got to.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
And we was,
oh,
yeah, how far is South Georgia from Florida? Ain't it about 30 miles?
Yeah, from the state line.
Yeah. It was cold as hell, man. I had a winter coat on and a skull cap.
Yeah, that ain't no good feeling.
Uh-uh.
But the next day, it was super, real nice. All day, all night. The country laughed at me. He was laughing at me, but he had on a sweatshirt, a hoodie. He was laughing at me. I said, laugh all you want.
What they been up to?
They're in Australia right
now. Yeah, they're over there in Australia. That no prep shit or whatever that they racing.
They get paid they got paid a hell of a check.
And how they get the damn car with it?
On the ship.
Yeah. They took the Mustang.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't take the Lexus.
I think they about ready to come back now, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they was only supposed to be down there for actually 4 months.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been gone for a minute.
Yeah.
But they would have
to
pay me.
They getting a hell of a check. They definitely got a hell of a check for it. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't paid for nothing. The only thing they paid for was nitrous. And look, nitrous, 5 bottles of nitrous was $1,500.
Damn.
Yeah, well, they're in a different country.
Right, damn. Yeah.
And the race gas, it was the 5-gallon can was $300 each can.
Yeah, because I don't think they could put that shit on no ship and send it over there.
Yeah, they couldn't put it on there.
Uh-uh.
And it's the all the nicest bottles out.
Yep.
And Justin,
you said they had to empty it out?
Yeah, they had them. They wouldn't let them ship it. Then they couldn't ship it with the fuel.
Yep.
The cars was in shipping containers, man, for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a week to get the cars over there.
I don't know how I would feel about that. How they strap it down?
That I don't know. It was on a shipping container. A container ship.
What was it possible?
But everybody didn't go there. Everybody, the ones that got paid is the ones that went over there.
What's that dude, Stinky Pinky? I think he over there.
Yeah, he over there.
I wonder how much they get paid to take their car over there.
Now that
I
don't tell you, Ryan.
Ooh-wee.
But you know it wasn't cheap.
You can believe.
I guarantee that.
You can believe it had to be healthy because they had the healthy price to get over there.
Uh-huh.
Definitely wasn't cheap.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I love racing that much, but I'm going to go to fucking Australia race.
No, I think shit is totally different. Because you're not running by no mile per hour, what they call this shit, kilogram, whatever they call this shit. It's not registered by a mile per hour.
Right. Scott Kelly over there trying to race on the street with the street cop.
You know, they say Australia is one of the most dangerous places to go, and not crime-wise, but like spiders and the fucking shit that they got over there. A lot of poison.
Yeah, Australia, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Poisonous yeah. Spiders and all kind of shit, snakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Badass kangaroos, boxing kangaroos and shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck around, run into one of them, you knock your ass out.
Yeah. And take your car.
One day, take your car. Yeah. That's rough. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, it's so fucked up now. It's really scary, goddamn, to leave the United States. Motherfucker go to Mexico, motherfucker go to Mexico and get kidnapped and shit, killed. You just fucked up.
Yeah.
All they gonna do is just say sorry.
Huh?
They just don't say sorry. Hell no.
But you know why that shit didn't mean nothing? It's because it was the black people that got killed.
Yeah.
Then.
What up?
Then they said.
I'm thinking it was a mistaken identity, though, Ryan. I think it was a mistaken identity.
The media downplayed it so fucking bad that it didn't have a lot of people sympathize with it because they looked up their backgrounds and they were trying to figure out. Were they actually drug traffickers? Then they looked up everybody's backgrounds and they were just locked up for drugs and shit.
Yeah, it did sound like it was a mistaken identity.
Yeah.
But I ain't trying to go to Mexico no time soon. Matter of fact,
I'm really trying to stay in the United States. I think I might have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
I'm gonna catch y'all later.
All right, Ryan.
Definitely.
Good night, Rat.
Oh, he gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Yeah. I was in that knockout, man. Got me and he just all gone. Raspberry, cherry, and apple cobbler here. Oh, and his ice cream.
What's up, man? Yeah, be careful, man. I used to eat that kind of stuff, and man, I got fat, and I left all that stuff alone. I came down.
Look, I'm gonna work it off.
Yeah.
How many slices in here? Shoot, they're a part of today.
Are those people still on, Eddie?
How they going?
Oh, yeah, still people on. They ain't saying nothing, so you ready to shut it down?
Yeah, I'm giving it a second.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Before we shut it down, I just want to say we appreciate each and every one that came on the show tonight, whether you raise your hand or not. And like I said, the show is up for you all. The show is not up for me. All I'm doing is just hosting the show. And make sure that you have for y'all to come in if y'all want to get it in, come in, fellowship, whatever. You know, but we appreciate y'all coming on, whether you raise your hand or not. We don't want y'all to get the wrong understanding. You know, and with that being said, we are redheaded. We're going to talk about it. We might have a clock off Lockhead show next month.
So a lot of guys that want to come in and break us and get situated ahead of time or something of that nature, we just may do that. We don't know yet. I got to sit down and talk with Brother Ed and see what he got on the table. So until then, I'm going to say God bless each and every one of you all kids. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Shy. You know, we appreciate Bo. We appreciate you, the head of the organization, coming in and having him a little fun, too, also. You know, so with that being said, Brother Ed, if you want to, you can take us on out of here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.